First Thoughts, written by Devil in the Details and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Harry Potter. Rating, teen and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. Additional tags, family, romance, friendship. Summary. Molly Weasley's first thoughts on learning of the various romances and committed relationships, or lack thereof, of her seven children, as told through single-sentence stories. Vila. Molly felt a red-hot surge of disapproval as she noticed that blonde-haired Beaubaton champion, who surely must have Vila blood flowing in her veins, as the Daily Prophet had so archly speculated, eyeing Bill's fanged earring with interest. Because no decent young lady could be attracted to such a hideous adornment that she had been urging her eldest son to remove for years. Dragons. Molly had always known that Charlie would never marry because he was too in love with his dragons. Law and Order. Molly was delighted when Percy brought Audrey to dinner at the Borough because, in the self-possessed and eloquent barrister, Percy had finally found someone who was as passionate about maintaining law and order as he was. Yule Ball. Molly was so proud when Fred wrote to her that he had plucked up the courage to ask his Quidditch teammate, Angelina Johnson, to the Yule Ball. Wedding Tears. Molly had tears shining like diamonds in her eyes when Angelina and George exchanged their vows, because not only was George getting married, but Fred was dead and buried beneath a lonely gravestone. A Good Influence. Upon first meeting her, Molly was convinced that Hermione Granger would have a good, steadying influence on Ron, because the girl seemed to have a sharp head on her shoulders and a no-nonsense demeanor that would make her a strong voice for reason when Ron was tempted to get his nose into mischief at Hogwarts. Chosen One. When Molly first met Harry Potter, she didn't know that he was the Chosen One because his unruly black hair concealed his scar, nor did she know that he would one day marry her only daughter. All she knew was that he was a polite boy who looked lost and in need of mothering. The End.